It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A Louisiana man rescued a $200,000 lottery ticket from the trash.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All righty, Kevin, it is news time. News brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane. Also by the Haven Group at Epic Realty, Haven Real Estate.
Very good. Well, our little buddy Jay, he is out. He is, you know, celebrating his 30th wedding anniversary.
Yes, happy anniversary.
Oh, you know what? It's his anniversary is this...
I think he said it's actually Tuesday.
Yeah, it's the 4th.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Whenever the 4th is. But who goes on a trip on the 4th? Nobody.
May the 4th be with you.
I mean, on a Tuesday. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, I figured. And I just, I don't know.
Yesterday, the 28th, would have been my 31st wedding anniversary.
Oh, well, happy...
We didn't make it. We only made it 24 years, which isn't really bad.
That's really good, yeah. Do I still say happy anniversary, though?
I don't think so.
Okay, then I won't do it.
I don't know how that works, Steve. I don't know what the etiquette is on that.
Okay.
I really don't.
Well, if you don't know, then I sure don't.
But today is the 29th of August, and that is our buddy Rick's birthday.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Ricky. He likes to be called Ricky.
Does he?
Yes, he does. He told me that.
Is that really? Is that for serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Do it. Call him right now. Say it.
Yeah. Boy, I don't want to do that.
Say happy birthday, Ricky.
My brother, whose name is Richard, one of his friends used to call him Richie. And so I started calling him that, and he does not like that.
Ooh. Yeah, you got to be careful. I'm not afraid of Rick. And so I think he does like being called Ricky.
Okay. I'm terrified
of Rick.
I
don't think he likes
being
called Richard.
Okay. Really? You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. We'll have to ask him next time.
We will. Rick asked if he could play Name That Tune against me today. Or he said, will that make Steve's head explode? And I said, yes. That is, as fun as it would be, Rick, on your birthday to beat me and Name That Tune, it will, it's not happening. Doggone it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You can blame me on that one.
No, it's all good.
My head would explode.
I appreciate it. Then I don't have to get beat.
Oh, okay. That's a good point.
Okay, listen to this story.
Well, happy birthday,
I want to know how you would handle this, Steve, because you've had a lot of friends recently that have gotten married, or over the last few years, you've attended a few weddings.
Yeah, a few, yeah.
Let's go with this situation. A bride recently called off her wedding 5 days before, because she found out, she's 31 years old, by the way, she found out that her fiance had cheated on her.
Oh. Ooh.
And she said, I'm not doing it. I'm not getting married. They did all the conversations, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Not getting married. Calls off the wedding.
Okay.
Here's the trouble. You know, with weddings, once you've paid for a lot of stuff, you don't get refunds, because, you know, as someone who's in the wedding business, it's a bummer. That date has already been taken from us. So I don't have the availability to make that money because I saved that date for you. So
sure,
you go away, that's why we don't refund money for stuff when it's close like that.
Okay, yeah.
So this is exactly the case she's in. She has everything booked. They spent roughly $40,000 on the wedding, and now there is no wedding.
Well,
so
does
she said, wait, I think what I'll do is still have the party.
Okay.
They had about 75 guests, and she said, I notified them and just said, hey, obviously this is terrible. I'm distraught, but it's too late to go back on the party plans. And all that money has been spent. So we either waste the money or we get together and celebrate what's next. So she called it Freedom Day and chose to spend it with, her close friends and family.
Uh-huh.
She said so many people showed up to support her on that day and made her feel confident about being on her own and starting over.
Okay. Well, you know, a day like that is a celebration, right? I think we've talked about this before. It's one of those things, like it's a gathering of friends and family where you can actually celebrate, like a good time. Like a lot of times when you're getting together with family and friends, you know, it's not necessarily a good thing, right?
Sure, for sure.
So a wedding is meant to be like a very happy occasion, and it's a party. So if that's what she's doing, you know, I mean, I see no problem in that at all.
I don't either, especially the money has been spent. So what do? You just let it all go to waste and have that be one more thing that you're just like, oh my gosh, he cheated on me. I'm not getting married. Like, there's so many things that are terrible. And then you just kind of go, well, I might as well just enjoy it.
And have a good time, right? And, you know, maybe even make him pay for it. Was anything on his credit card?
I don't know.
I kind of hope so.
Our buddy Max from the Friday show has chimed in and says, why does she get to decide to keep it and not him? Maybe he could throw a party. Well, I think the reason why he doesn't get to keep it is because he's the one who screwed it up. Right?
It's like a you break it, you buy it type of situation, right?
That's sort of it. That is exactly it. You broke it, you buy it, buddy.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
His buddy was in town that night playing at a bigger bar. And when they got done, we picked him up in a limo, brought him out to the Slab Inn. That was a guy named Eric Church.
Kevin James.
And so then we hung out with Eric Church and Luke Bryan at the Slab Inn. Huh?
That was insane.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Been a fun little thing going around on the internet. One of these where it's, you know, the questions and you're supposed to answer all the questions and then post it on your social media and pass it on to somebody else. A lot of these that I see, I'm like, oh, those are kind of fun to read, but I don't want to do them.
Okay. You know? Yeah.
Like, you've done that probably, right?
Uh-huh.
Where you're like, oh, that was fun to read, but I don't know. I don't want to post mine. Well, this one, I thought, you know, we need to bring this up because I think it will be a fun topic for us. And it is about concerts. And it's a thing where it goes through and it lists like a bunch of different things. Like first concert, last concert, worst concert, you know, who you've seen the most surprising, all sorts of categories. So I just thought, well, this will be kind of fun. I will go through here and I will try to give my answers to these. And Steve, if you have an answer on any of them that you want to chime in with, I won't, you know, force you to answer all of them. But if you have one that you want to go, oh yeah, I'm in.
Okay. I will tell you, I haven't been to too many concerts in my lifetime.
Well, this will make it easier for you to know the answer.
Yeah. I mean, I will say probably in the past, you know, less than a year that I've worked here, I've gone to maybe almost as many concerts as I've been to in my life before.
That makes sense. Okay. Yeah. Welcome to it, buddy. There's a lot of shows. First concert is the first thing that they ask here. Who was your first concert? And this is a weird one to me because my first concert was the Beach Boys at Joe Albee Stadium, but that was with my mom. She took me. So I want to go with the first concert that I went to by my own doing, where I was like, you know what? I'm going to this.
Uh-huh.
And that would have been Hal Ketchum and Sawyer Brown at the Opera House is what it used to be called back then. That was my first ever country concert as well.
Okay. Nice.
Still a great one. One of those weird ones too where I was, you know, new into radio and for some reason I was like the only person there from the station or something, and they were like, yeah, you can just hang out backstage the whole time and watch. So I was just on the side of the stage for the whole show. It was very weird.
That's awesome.
It was definitely not had never experienced anything like that.
Was this when you were nighttime Kevin James?
What would I have been at that time? Probably just doing weekends, and I was what they called the Catman. So we had a big inflatable cat that we would set up at stuff, and that was my job, was to take it around and set it up at all the events.
Okay. That was all you, huh?
Yep. Good times. those are some good memories. Your last concert. Now, you should be able to do this one pretty easy, Steve. What was your last concert? I feel like you just went to one.
I believe the last one that I went to was Kane Brown.
Kane Brown.
Oh, no. Was...
The Fair.
Yeah, that was after that, wasn't it?
Yep. Ernest and...
Nate Smith. Yeah.
Nate Smith. Okay.
So, yeah, that was the last one. Yeah.
It's
they were
been
just
a while
so close
for me.
To each other.
I just keep missing all of them with other stuff going on, and I think my last one was Burn It Down.
Oh, was it Parker?
Parker McCollum.
Okay. That was a good show. I enjoyed that.
Let's go. This is such a hard one. Your best concert. What is the best concert you've been to? It's so hard because there's different things that make them the best, you know? But I think overall, if I just go the overall category of best concert, it's got to be Garth.
Oh, okay.
The 98, 99 show when he was here. I think that's what year it was.
Okay.
I don't remember the year. I'm sorry for the people who remember that stuff. I mean, he was here how many ever nights in a row. We camped out for tickets. It was wild. Like, that whole thing leading up to it, there was just, like, parties in the parking lot of the arena every night. I got my DJ stuff out and played music, and then, so all that together just turned it into the most amazing concerts.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, it's not only the concert itself, but it's the things that go into it or that happen
right
before and after and all that too, right? Yeah. So
and then the funny thing is, even if you were to say, well, no, it's just the concert, okay, well, Garth, you still win. He was just the coolest in concert.
Okay, let's see. Oh, I got some texts here, Kevin, of some people chiming in. Stagecoach this year from Dan.
That was his best.
Yeah, Garth Brooks, man. By far the best concert been to from Tyler. Jackie's been to a ton of concerts. Prince was her best.
There's a legend right there.
Garth, Shinedown, yeah, lots of different things here. Okay. I would say, you know, Kevin, I also saw the Beach Boys in concert. That was really cool.
Okay.
But I will say, don't judge me too much on this, but my favorite concert was Weird Al Yankovic.
Weird Al is a brilliant entertainer, and he's a good musician. Like, people don't realize it. They just think he does funny stuff, and he does.
Yeah.
But the guy's good.
Yeah, so I saw him when I was living down in Florida. I saw him in Jacksonville. And, gosh, the energy that dude has is just incredible.
He's an entertainer, and there's no doubt about it. Steve, I would love to make fun of you for it, but I think that Weird Al is somebody that would be fun to see. Now, I want you to get to go to more concerts, and you will, and someday that will get replaced, I'm sure.
Probably.
Where there'll be somebody else who's better.
Probably.
But for now, that's not a bad answer.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Who have you seen the most? Well, for me, that's easy. That's Eric Church. I think I've seen him 13 times?
13?
13, something like that.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's been a lot. It's been a lot. A lot of them.
That's impressive.
Not tired of it.
Well, I mean, you're a big fan, so.
I am.
That makes sense. That's cool, though. Would you want to watch him, or would you want to go and see him again?
Yes, every time.
Okay.
There's never a time I won't go to him if he's here.
Like, oh, okay, that's fair.
I mean, I just will always go see Eric Church. I just love him. You know, my favorite show with Eric were some of the smaller ones. Like, we got to see him one night in Nashville at a private event, maybe 400 people in this building. And that was really cool to see him there. And then in Sandpoint, he was at the little theater up there.
Oh, okay.
Maybe 500 people fit in there.
Okay.
I don't know, but I was right up at the stage, stood by the stage the whole night. And it was just like that intimate affair type, you know, intimate setting, I should say, not an affair. An intimate setting, and I feel like he's his best in that situation.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's really cool when you can kind of, when it feels like it's just almost a concert for you in
yes.
a way. Yeah.
Here we go. Most surprising. I'm going to give that to Carrie Underwood. I have said it before. I never have really loved Carrie Underwood's music. Some of the songs are fine or whatever, and I know she's a great singer. I respect her talent. But I was like, I don't know. We work at the radio station, and I'll go to the concert. But didn't really care about it. And then when you see her in person, oh, dude. She is a one-of-a-kind talent.
Let's just a star, huh?
She was the most surprising to me.
Okay.
Yeah, where it was just like, okay, that I didn't think your voice alone could win me over, and it did.
Okay, wow. That's awesome.
And then one more that okay. I'll do here would be someone that you were super happy that you got to see. And I always think of that as somebody who's maybe, you know, a little long in the tooth. Is that what they say?
Sure.
You were happy to see them because maybe they're not touring as much now or whatever. And my answer okay. for that would be it just happened in the last 5 years, and it would be Alabama.
Oh.
I had never seen Alabama.
Okay.
And I got to see him out at Northern Quest. And, you know, Randy Owen, the lead singer, he said, hey, you know, some of these songs, y'all, I'm gonna, when they're playing music, I'm going to sit down and catch my breath. But I'm going to give you everything I got. It was also one of those nights in Spokane where we had the wildfires, and so the smoke was really bad.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think that was helping him.
Sure.
But they still sounded great, and for me, it was like, okay, that is a group that I wanted to see forever and finally got to see them. And now, you know, never be the same as, you know, one of the members is, two of the members are gone. So it's just like, yeah, I mean, it's
kind of one of those bucket list.
Absolutely. Like, I was moments. Very happy I got to see Alabama.
Very cool. All
you
right,
talk about a concert that you sing every song. I mean, every single song. You were like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's another song I know from you.
Yeah, that is cool. That is cool. Well done. Time to give away some cash, Kevin. What do you say for that? That's pretty awesome.
Let's do it.
So back to class cash giveaway. We, of course, take two winners per day, one at 8:20, one at 4:20. Jim Diamond does that, where you could win $200. All you have to do is, well, right now, be caller number 7 to 509-441-0999, and we will hook you up. Caller number 7 wins 200 big ones.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I want to wear these white ones, all clean white
shoes.
Wow,
yeah, they are shiny.
That
sparkly.
I feel like make the jacket look more like I'm just a Sporty Spice guy.
Kevin James.
Sporty Spice, oh, cool.
Sporty Spice over here.
Wow, nice.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Alrighty, beat the show time. Kevin, you have a challenger, of course, you know, you can be the only one challenged today because
yeah, I mean,
Jay's out.
It's really been on a streak lately of people picking Jay, and I don't know what's up with that. It could be that people just, like, they just don't like me anymore. That could be.
Oh,
Listen, I get it. Things change. It happens. It definitely happens.
Oh, whatever,
but,
man.
Yeah, so it could be that. It could be that. You know, maybe I whooped a few people and they got scared.
That's probably it. Ashley, are you scared?
Actually, I am.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Kevin's a
Ashley,
teddy bear.
Do you
He's
still
fine.
Like me, or did you ever like me?
I've always liked you.
Oh, see, there you go, goodness. Kevin.
Okay, that makes me feel better. That put a little smile on my face.
All right, Ashley. Well, the category today is Jelly Roll, which is very appropriate since he's going to be in town tomorrow. And of course,
and we don't have a show tomorrow. So I'll give you credit because I was like,
Yeah.
It's not really that appropriate because it's tomorrow, not today. But yes, there's no show tomorrow.
Yes. So, well, I'll be here doing
well,
best
I mean, there's
of.
A best of. Yeah.
But, yeah. So, Ashley, seven questions. Pass if you get stuck. And we are going for a Coyote Country coffee travel mug. So you could win that.
All right. I'm going to leave. I'm going to set a timer for 70 seconds, and then I'll be back.
Okay. Very appropriate.
I'm going to fail miserably.
Oh, no. Optimism. Optimism. We got this, Ashley. All right. Here we go. You ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. What is Jelly Roll's current tour called?
Pass.
Jelly is married to Bunny XO. What is her real first name? I'll give you a clue. It starts with an A.
Oh, God. It's Pass.
Okay. Name one of the artists that is opening up for Jelly Roll tomorrow night.
Oh, my gosh, Pass.
Okay. Who sings Chevrolet with Jelly Roll?
I don't know.
Jelly was nominated for a Grammy in 2023 for Best New Artist for a song he did with Lainey Wilson. Do you know that song?
No, I don't.
Okay, pass on that one. Jelly is nominated for several 2024 People's Choice Country Awards. What Canadian singer-songwriter will host that show? Man, I feel like a woman.
Shania Twain.
Jelly will be performing in Seattle on Saturday at Climate Pledge Arena. What pro hockey team plays there?
Seattle Kraken.
All right. Very good. Very good. Let's see here. Kevin, are you back?
Well, I am, Steve.
Okay.
I need to know, did you have my mic on?
At the beginning, and then I turned it off.
Okay. Why,
were you screaming?
Well, my son came in and brought me, and I did the same thing that I do to you. I said, ice, water. And so he got me a glass of water, and he came in here, and then I was laughing, and I said something to him, and I realized, oh, no, I might be on the air.
I don't think you were.
Okay, good.
I mean, what you said, I'm sure, wasn't bad, right?
No, it was nothing bad.
Oh, okay, okay, good, good, good. All right, you ready for your, you ready for the seven questions to you?
You know, it's funny, I really like Jelly Roll, but this could be one of those where I find out real quick that I'm not that good at it.
Okay, well, let's find out, shall we? All right, question number one, what is Jelly Roll's current tour called?
Oh, wow, is it? Oh, it's, I know it, I know it, I know it. Hold on. Beautifully Broken?
Jelly is married to Bunny XO. What is her real first name?
Oh,
God. Should I give you a clue, too? I gave her a clue.
Oh, you gave her a clue?
Yeah.
Well, sure, if you gave her one, then you have to give me one.
Name starts with the letter A.
Amber.
Name one of the artists opening up for Jelly Roll tomorrow night.
Warren Ziders.
Who sings Chevrolet with Jelly?
Dusty Bottoms, Dustin Lynch.
Jelly was nominated for a Grammy in 2023 for Best New Artist for a song he did with Lainey Wilson. What is that song?
Lainey, Save Me.
Jelly is nominated for several 2024 People's Choice Country Awards. What Canadian singer-songwriter will host that show?
Time.
Okay.
Is this Shania?
Maybe. We'll find out. Let's bring Ashley back in. Let's go over some answers. All righty. Question number one. What is Jelly Roll's current tour called? Ashley, you passed on that one. Kevin, you said Beautifully Broken Tour, which is right. Very nicely done, Kevin.
It took me a while, but I've had to do, artwork for stuff a little bit. And so when you do that, then you just get to see it a lot. Otherwise, gotcha. I would have never had a clue.
Okay, fair enough. Jelly is married to Bunny XO. What is her real first name? Ashley passed on that one. Gave you the clue of A. You said Amber, Kevin, and that is incorrect. It is Alyssa. Alyssa. So there you go. Still 1-0 on that one. Name one of the artists opening up for Jelly Roll tomorrow night. Was looking for either Warren Ziders or Alexandra Kay. So, Kevin, you got a point for that one. So, 2-0. Who sings Chevrolet with Jelly Roll? Another pass from Ashley. Kevin, you said, what did you say?
Dusty Bottoms.
Dusty Bottoms.
First, and then I said, no, Dustin Lynch.
Okay. Yeah, Dustin Lynch is correct. 3-0, your lead. Jelly was nominated for a Grammy in 2023 for Best New Artist for a song he did with Lainey Wilson. What was the song? Pass from Ashley. And Kevin, you said the right answer, actually, Kevin. You said Save Me, which is right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you're doing very well, Kevin. I'm super impressed. Jelly is nominated for several 2024 People's Choice Country Awards. What Canadian singer-songwriter will host it? Ashley, you said Shania Twain. Kevin, you didn't get to that one. And Ashley, you're right. So a point for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There you go.
One. Yeah. I didn't want to pass on.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Jelly will be performing. Kevin, you didn't get to this one either. But Jelly will be performing in Seattle on Saturday at Climate Pledge Arena. What pro hockey team plays there? Ashley said Kraken, which is 100% right. Kevin, you get no points for that. So 4-2, okay. Kevin gets the win on that one, though.
By the way, coming up, I have a question about the Kraken and food.
Ah.
It's a question I've been meaning to ask, so it'll come up in the stat of the day. So
okay.
Get your little ears ready if you've been to a Kraken game or know anything about it.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm sorry, Ashley, you didn't win today, but you had some great answers. And what do you say you give me a number so we can hook that caller up with a Coyote Country travel mug? And, hey, it might be you, so that's never a bad thing.
All right,
509. Oh, no, just a number. For
a number, what number caller?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 1 through 7.
Between 1 and 10, yeah.
Yeah, 1, 10, whatever.
1 and what?
1 and anything. 1, 10, 1, 7, something like that.
7.
Okay, 7. So, okay, caller number 7 at 509-441-0999 gets a Coyote Country travel mug, and it could be you, Ashley.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Thanks for playing. Appreciate it. And, yeah, caller 7, 509-441-0999.
Like the Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What's the plural of asparagus? Asparaguses?
Asparaguses?
Asparagus is its own plural.
Kevin James.
I don't know. I made that up, but it feels right.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Oh, boy. The stat of the day is 100% of me wants to know, what is going on with the Kraken? Because this is going to show some of my ignorance of how long it has been since I've been in Seattle. Let's see, the last time I went to Seattle would have been for the battle in Seattle when I was lucky enough to do the PA announcing there in the Climate Pledge Arena.
Oh, okay.
I got to do that for Gonzaga, Alabama.
Gonzaga.
Not a great game.
Basketball, yep. As you say.
Gonzaga Bulldogs.
Oh, is it Bulldog? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's how we do it, Steve.
Okay, apologies.
Yeah, so that was the last time I was there. And before that, I don't really know when it had been. I just feel like I haven't done a lot of Seattle for quite a while. Now, if Jay was here, he might know because he's done a lot of Seattle. A lot of traveling with kids going to college over in that area, and
yep.
So he's been there a lot more. But what my question is, can someone explain to me what a Kraken dog is?
Oh, is it a dog?
A Kraken dog. Not like a woof woof dog, like a hot dog. I will tell you, I was at the Spokane Tribe Casino, as we are now currently broadcasting from the Spokane Tribe studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out there and I went to their little place where they have food and I was very hungry. And I thought, well, what do they have? And I looked and it said a Kraken dog. And I'm like, what is a Kraken dog? And then it said, you know, Kraken sausage. I'm like, wait, okay. They make their own sausage? And then it was, like sautéed onions, I believe, cream cheese, smothered in cream cheese, and jalapenos. Here's what I'm telling you. It was delicious, and I want to eat it all the time. Is this like a common thing in Seattle that I don't know about?
Well, Kevin, I did get a text from Tyler, so this, I don't know if this is the answer you're looking for, but he said a very expensive hot dog.
A very expensive hot dog. Well, if you're at the Kraken, yeah, I'm sure it's a very expensive hot dog. I can tell you there I paid $10, and I wasn't disappointed. I would have paid twice that.
You would have paid $20 for one hot dog?
No, for two of them.
Oh, for two hot dogs.
Yeah, I would have got another one for $10.
Oh.
I would have been happy. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
They're that good. So, I mean, I see here, I'm looking it up right now, and that apparently Bavarian Meats makes a Kraken dog, and it is just like a Kraken sausage. But it does have the logo of, like, the Seattle Kraken on it.
Okay. Huh. Hang on. I didn't catch that.
Just clear my... Okay. Singing is harder than I thought.
What? What? Singing is harder than I thought? What is it?
She's looking up right now. I don't know. She's trying to sing a song about a Bavarian sausage. I didn't ask for that, Siri. That's very weird.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.